This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
When is the last time you felt alive? The last time you stepped out of the shadows and let the world see your light shine? This is a place for you to find yourself, a place to discover your passion, the gift you want to give to the world. If you want to dance, we hope you dance. Whatever and whoever you want to be is exactly who you should be. Welcome to Live, Love, Dance. Here's Deanna Lee.
Thank you. I'm Deanna Lee. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Deanna Lee Dance. Also, you can find my dance teams, the Boot Boogie Babes, the Boot Girls, and the Boot Chicks on those platforms as well. Today, I have an opportunity to chat with someone I really adore. She is in our community helping young kids learn how to dance. She is the owner and the director and the teacher at Fearless Dance in Graham, Annie Dodd. Welcome to Live, Love, Dance.
Hi, Deanna. Thanks for having me.
I'm excited to talk to you because I know that you're really doing some great work there in Graham. First, before we talk about Fearless Dance and your mission statement with that dance studio, let's talk a little bit about your dance background. How did you get into dance?
Well, I grew up in a super small town in Idaho, and my mom always wanted to dance as a little girl. Her family couldn't really afford it, so when she had a girl after four boys, she was going to do all things girly, pink, dance, typically feminine.
Right.
So she sent me to dance classes as soon as I could at 3 years old, and I've been dancing ever since. I danced all through high school. I danced into college a little bit. I've taught here and there since then, and I just have such a major love for it. There's nothing like just dancing.
How does dance make you feel when you're out there and you're dancing? What is the feeling that you get?
When I was younger, it was more about the performing. You know, I got the attention and everyone was looking at me and being a character, playing a part as a dancer. And now it's more about creating something for someone else. You know, if I'm choreographing a solo for a kiddo, I try to tap into really who they are and what I see out of them. If I'm creating something for my adult class, something that they would, you know, love and enjoy, and maybe something that might challenge them or make them be a little sillier than they typically get to be, it just depends. But it's more about creating something that I'm proud of and that I love.
So you are the owner of Fearless Dance in Graham. And I just got to say, I love your energy, Annie. I'm sure these kids and adults that come and take classes from you just absolutely love it. And I'm sure a lot of it is because of your mission statement, which I completely identify with Deanna Lee Dance. Our mission statement is very close to what you were trying to accomplish at Fearless Dance. Can we talk a little bit about how you came to want to have a studio with this type of mission?
Yes. So I have two daughters and a little boy. As soon as my oldest daughter turned three, of course I wanted her to take dance to see if she liked it. And so we shopped around in the area for some studios. We hung out at one for a couple years. We tried going a few places, and I just couldn't find anything that I really connected with, that made me feel like it was home, that it shared my values. I was kind of moaning and crying about it to my brother one day and my parents, and my brother said, well, why don't you just do your own? And I kind of laughed about it. You know, I have three young kids, and yeah. You know, they, at the time they were all under five, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
And he, you know, he said, well, that's, you know, you should just do your own. And I said, I can't, I could never do that. And he said, well, I'll front you the money, I'll invest in you, and
wow,
and just try it. I know. And I just cried. I couldn't believe that anybody could believe in me so much. You know, I have a very supportive family, but something so tangible, you know, to make me feel like this is possible for me. And I really didn't think about it. I just did it, you know, which was, in hindsight, was a good and a bad thing, because it's mm-hmm. been a really steep learning curve becoming a business owner. But had I known how hard it was going to be, I probably wouldn't have done it and missed out on this amazing, amazing thing that it's become. The whole thing we've tried to create is more of a age-appropriate dance community. So we try to keep kids as long as possible. We don't show midriffs. We stay away from music that is more adult in its theme. We also don't do any sexy moves, no matter if they're 18. You know, if you're in our younger dance classes, if you're under 18 or 18 and in our teen classes, you will not be doing any sexy moves. In our adult classes, that's a little bit different. And mm-hmm. we can get a little sexy and burlesque-y, and, you know, we have a good time in our adult classes. But we try to keep everything really age-appropriate and welcoming for the whole family.
I think that's so wonderful, because I see young kids on dance teams competing, and they're so young. They're babies, and they've got the midriff showing. They're doing these moves that you're like, wow, you know, am I just getting older? Am I kind of out of touch with this? Or oh no, but just
right.
me.
And as, yes, and as a mom, I thought that. I was like, well, maybe it's just because I'm a mom now and I'm mm-hmm. like old, and, you know, I thought that same thing. But there's so many people that feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
And while I'm not saying that, that to each their own, I totally respect other dance studios, and I just don't want to hide any talent. I feel like sometimes that takes away from the talent of the kids. It's distracting. And so I want to really showcase who they are on the inside.
You also say in your bio that at Fearless Dance and Graham, you're building classes that you want to be classy, age appropriate. And then here's one of the words that I love, non-judgmental.
Yes.
No matter what you look like, what you wear, what your skill level is, you're going to welcome them in with open arms, and you're going to love and support them. And that's the safe space I think that we need more of.
Absolutely. And especially in the competitive dance industry and professional dance industry, it's so much about body image. And there is a place for that in a healthy way. But at our dance studio, we want everybody to be able to dance. What I really want is for these kids to grow up when they're 40, they're at a wedding, or they're in their house with their kids, and, you know, they didn't go on to be professionals, but I want them to just dance and enjoy it and remember how fun it is. They don't care what they look like. They're just having a good time, you know?
Yeah. You got to get out there and live, love, dance. Come on.
Yes. Yes.
Like I say, I just love your energy, Annie, and you're obviously, your heart is in the right place with this. And tell us, how has dance and building Fearless Dance in this way with this mission statement changed your life?
Oh my goodness. In so many ways. I have always loved people. I'm definitely an extrovert. And my parents said I would never shut up. I always got, you know, moved around in classes growing up in school because I just was so chatty, and I would just tell my teachers, you know, whoever you move me next to, I'm going to talk to them too. So I've always been very, I love everybody. I love people, but this has really given me, oh, I'm going to get emotional.
That's okay.
Just more kids and more people to love on a personal level. I feel like this is kind of my calling from God. I feel mm-hmm. like whoever walks through my door, God gives me an immediate love for them. And I feel like that's so huge that I have You know, I have three biological children, but I have over 150 kids that I would do anything for. And I get to know their parents. I get to know the siblings. I enjoy hearing about their lives, and I just get to love on those kids all week long. It's my favorite.
Do your kids dance at Fearless Dance too?
They do. I have an 8-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a 4-year-old. My boy is the youngest. My daughters love to dance. I have girls that just are very girly, very typically feminine, and they go to dance class and then they come home and they make up dances and we have dance parties and the music's always on. My son did not want to dance. He thought dancing was for girls. Oh. Although we have several, like almost a dozen boys in our studio. And, you know, I'd say boys dance too. There's so, you know, and we showed him all these boys dancing on the internet. And especially last year, I showed him a bunch of videos about how high boys can jump and all these cool turns and they never get dizzy. And he has decided to take ballet, which just makes me so happy.
Wow, that's
so
great.
All my kids dancing. Yes, it's my favorite.
How has dance at Fearless Dance impacted the kids in a positive way?
You know, I'm kind of hard on myself. It's hard for me to believe what people say. So, you know, at the end of the year, we get all these beautiful notes about how their kids just have become confident and they love what they're doing. They're kind people. They learn lessons in dance. And it started out being really hard for me to not think that they were just saying that. They're just saying that because they want me to feel good. But I've started believing it, and these notes I get are just, oh, they're so touching. We have one little gal who has a really rough home life and has a wonderful, wonderful grandma. You know, she says she feels so loved at our studio. It's coming from a grandma who's seen this girl go through some hard, hard, tough things, say that she feels like this is part of her home. It's just unbelievable. Like, what a gift that is to be for a kid, you know?
Well, you're obviously doing some amazing work there in Graham at Fearless Dance. And if somebody's listening to Live, Love, Dance today, and maybe they're a kid, maybe they're a parent, and they want to dance, but they're too scared, what would you say to them to get out there and do it?
You know, I always tell kids or adults who are maybe a little self-conscious about dancing, I tell them to try to imagine that they're at a dance. Who is the person they want to be around? Who is the person that makes them just smile and makes you happy? It's the person who doesn't care at all what they look like, right? And they're just out there doing their own thing and they just love it. And there is nothing like dance to bring out that carefree joy. Just forget caring about yourself for 2 minutes and just dance and realize how happy you feel. And then just don't give a damn what anybody else thinks and just do it.
I love that. That's exactly the way dance makes me feel. I forget about everything. I'm just, you don't take yourself too seriously. You just get out there and do it.
Exactly.
So at Fearless Dance, walk us through how one would get registered. What are the class schedules like? I mean, can they register now? What is your, you know, what season are we going into? Where are we at within the school year, I guess?
Well, we run classes or regular season classes September through June, just with the school year. And if anybody wants to get registered, they just go to fearlessdance.org. There's an online registration link at the top that you click on, and it'll take you all through the steps. My phone number is on there. If you have any questions, you can email. As far as what season we're coming into, we're starting to get prepped for recital that's in June. So we're ordering costumes. We're starting choreography in a few weeks. So we're shutting down registration this and next week for our typical classes that would like to perform in recital. Mm-hmm. But we still have, you know, 6-week mini sessions where if you're just wondering if it'd be fun to try, or your kid's just interested in trying something different, then you can sign up for a 6-week mini session and just see how it goes and what they think of it, and continue that all the way through June. We'll have six-week mini sessions.
Sounds like so much fun.
Yeah. Oh, it is. We have a good time.
Before we let you go, you mentioned something to me offline about how your husband, Chris, helped you make this dream happen. And something about in Graham, you have a property, maybe you live on that property and the dance studio is on that property. Can you explain to me what all that is about?
Oh, Chris. Yeah, he is not an extrovert. He is very introverted and he doesn't like the spotlight. He is definitely a behind the scenes kind of guy. Mm-hmm. But when we decided to do this and start it, he was 100% on board. He's always tried to get me to use these God-given things that I have, and I've always been too scared or self-conscious, and he's just been amazing and so supportive and kind of my rock when I get a little shaky. So when we first started, we were over in Spanaway and we were in a commercial location it was a warehouse, and he built the floor. He did a sprung floor. He's great with his hands, construction. He worked for 10 years. And so he knows all the ins and outs, and he built me this dance studio over there. And then he was like, girl, you're outgrowing this. We need to do something bigger. So we bought this property and renovated a shop. And he built me two dance studios and laid all the floor in this huge space and trimmed the windows out. And he makes live edge ledges. And, you know, he just makes it so beautiful. Aww. For all the families. And I don't think they realize how much he does, you know, uh-huh. because it's always me that's the face of it. But right. Goodness, I bet Chris does 80% of it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I relate to that in a lot of ways. I mean, you and me, same girl.
Yes, and he's just, you know, aside from the whole actual physical labor of it, he's a partner in every way that is needed and wanted, and he's incredible. He's a wonderful support. He is a wonderful dad. I can't say enough good about Chris. I am obsessed with him.
Sounds like you kind of like him a little bit.
I am. We've been married 11 years, and I'm still kind of in the honeymoon phase. I just like him a lot.
Oh, that's so great. Well, you certainly are very blessed. Over 150 students, 3 beautiful kids of your own, a dance studio, 2 of them there in Graham at Fearless Dance, and hopefully more people who are listening to Live, Love, Dance today will come out and check out all the wonderfulness that you've got going on out there.
I love it. Come be a part of our little family, our Fearless family.
Shoot, I want to go to Graham.
Come on, Deanna, come out here.
I need to. So find her, fearlessdance.org. If you want to get registered, go check out what Annie Dodd and her husband Chris and all them kids got going on out there. It just sounds like a ton of fun.
It is.
Annie, thank you so much for taking time to talk to us today. It was just lovely having you on the show.
Thank you so much, Deanna. I love what you're doing.
Thank you. Until we see you again, get out there and live, love, dance.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.